A word for you from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. There are six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord amongst brethren. In the scriptures, we read that Enoch walked with God, that Abraham was God's friend, that Abraham was chosen to be the father of God's people. Moses spoke to God face to face. David is described as a man after God's own heart. Our Lord Jesus described John the Baptist as the greatest man born of woman. John the Apostle is described as the disciple whom Jesus loved. But to all this, the egalitarian objects, but doesn't God love everybody equally? And the answer is clearly no. The Bible is quite clear that there are actually many whom God hates. The proud, the liars, the murderers, the wicked, those who rush to do evil, the false witnesses, those who sow discord amongst brethren, amongst those who God actually hates. God is a holy God. He is a God of justice. He is a God of wrath. He will call us to account for every idle word ever spoken. Our Creator God will judge us for the beliefs and for our behavior. Our Lord Jesus made it clear that there would be different degrees of judgment. He warned that it would be better for the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for Capernaum. How could this be? Because evil as Sodom and Gomorrah were, they never had a Bible, nor did the Messiah walk in their streets. However, Capernaum had the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles working miracles in their streets, and yet they still rejected his grace and mercy. The apostle James warns, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. We will be judged by the light we've received. To whom much is given, much is required. Too much more is given, much more is required." The scriptures also make it clear that there will be different degrees of rewards in heaven. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on, endures, he will receive a reward. But if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet through fire. But doesn't God love everybody equally? No, the Bible says that God loved Jacob but hated Esau. Esau despised his birthright. We commanded to obey those who rule over you, to be submissive, for they watch over your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. We need to recognize that in every nation, those who fear him and work for righteousness are accepted by him. There's only one way of salvation, through repentance and faith in the shed blood of Christ. He alone is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him.